Welcome to the Women's Rugby Rundown for March 11th through the 17th, where I've got a hoarse voice and a tiny black eye as I was busy celebrating the 50th anniversary of Oklahoma Rugby, my first club, this past weekend. It was amazing, but let's get to the news. Netherlands secured their spot as the initial qualifying team for WXV3 and a chance at the 2025 Rugby World Cup. We're hosting a ticket giveaway for USA's Pacific Four Series match in Los Angeles on April 28th. England is set to defend their title in the upcoming Six Nations starting this weekend. Jack Henready, head coach of the Canada Women's Sevens team, will depart after the Paris 2024 Olympics. And we take a look at global and club competitions around the world. Starting with 15's news, Netherlands achieved a remarkable 33-11 triumph against Colombia, confirming their spot as the first qualifiers of WXV. They will be in WXV3. This victory not only paves the way for 2025 Rugby World Cup, but also established a noteworthy milestone as they broke a new attendance record with over 1,000 spectators present at the match. Despite trailing 19-8 at the beginning of the second half, the Dutch demonstrated resilience by adhering to their game plan, ultimately staging an impressive comeback. Their next challenge awaits as they prepare to compete in the Rugby Europe Championship against Spain on April 6th. The Springboks are in Spain for a crucial test match following a week of trainings with Scotland and Wales. Assistant coach Laureen Johannes Haupt emphasized the importance of the upcoming matches against Spain and then the USA in London as they aim to qualify for the WXV and by, of course, the Rugby World Cup in 2025. The USA Eagles will kick off their 2024 campaign with a warm-up match against South Africa. We just talked about it, scheduled for March 30th in the UK, before embarking on a series of matches, including the Pacific Four Series starting in Los Angeles and tours to New Zealand and Australia. We're currently running a ticket giveaway for the aforementioned Pacific Four Series match in Los Angeles, California, scheduled for April 28th. Don't miss your chance to be part of this historic event. Head over to our Instagram page to enter the competition, or you can buy tickets to go to the match on our website. Entry for the ticket giveaway is March 22nd, with winners to be announced on March 23rd. As the countdown begins for the Guinness Women's Six Nations starting this weekend, not last weekend, it's really high for the upcoming tournament. We have defending champions England poised to lead the charge following their remarkable Grand Slam victory in 2022. All eyes are on them to uphold their dominance on the field. However, France, Wales, Scotland, Italy, and Ireland are all ready to challenge for the title. This year, the tournament enters a new era with support from Guinness, introducing innovative technologies with the bunker system, instrumented mouthguards, and the shot clock. Moreover, the tournament's significance extends beyond the quest for the Six Nations as teams are trying to qualify for the WXV and, as such, the 2025 Women's Rugby World Cup. Sevens news, Jack Henready, the head coach of Canada Women's Sevens team, is set to depart from Rugby Canada after the Paris 2024 Olympics. He will transition to a new role in 2025 as the head coach of University of Ottawa, marking a significant career move for the experienced coach. The Iraqi Sevens team is in the midst of a historic 10-day training camp in Iran, marking a significant collaboration between the two federations. This venture symbolizes the growing ties between the two nations following the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding, an MOU, in 2021. In Premier and Club news, the Black Pearls continue their unbeaten run, securing a perfect 30 points after the sixth round of the Nile Special Rugby Championship League. Meanwhile, the Thunderbirds hold steady in second place, while the Avengers, Ewes, and She-Wolves vie for favorable positions in the standings. UL Bohemian continues to lead Ireland's Enigeria AIL after 13 rounds, with Railway, Old Belvedere, and Blackrock competing for semifinal spots. Last week, there was some confusion on our end regarding language on social media from Hong Kong. We wrongly stated that Natties Ice won the Nanfeng Sui Premiership. However, we now understand that both Natties Ice and Society General Valley won their semifinals and will compete in the grand finale on March 23rd. After 2 decades competing in Spain's Iberdrola League, Olympico, the 3-time national champions now find themselves battling against relegation alongside Eibar. Meanwhile, the defending champions, Mahatma Honda, suffered a setback against Krat, but both teams have secured spots in the semifinals. The quarterfinals are set for May 4th through 5th, with El Salvador facing Barca and St. Cugat taking on Genova Cacaos, all matches hosted at the venues of the highest-ranked teams. The BC Rugby website has been updated, confirming that league matches will continue until April 20th, followed by the postseason, starting with semifinals on the 27th and the final scheduled on May 4th. Chiefs Manawa maintained their lead in the Sky Super Rugby Opaki after 3 rounds, with the Blues triumphing over Hurricanes Poa 52-5, while Manawa secured a victory against Matatu with a score of 38-22. Australia Super W kicked off with defending champions Fijiana Drua leading, having defeated Queensland 32-21, while the Waratahs secured a victory against the Brumbies with a scoreline of 45-10, and the Western Force triumphed over Melbourne 36-12. Mwamba and Northern Suburbs have secured spots in the Kenya Cup semifinals, with Mwamba, the defending champions, topping the Nairobi Conference with 25 points, followed by Suburbs in second place with 20 points, while Sean Barere and Rongo from the Western Conference have also advanced. In Germany's Bundesliga A, Heidelberg surged ahead of Neuenheim to claim the lead in the last round of league matches, setting up semifinal clashes on March 23rd, with Neuenheim facing the Lionesses and Heidelberg squaring off against Köln. The USA's Women's Premier League, WPL, will start its matches on April 27th with the defending champions, the Colorado Grey Wolves, looking to defend their title. The postseason kicks off with semifinals on September 7th, leading up to the finals scheduled for September 14th. Stade Pierre-Rosoin has been chosen as the venue to host the French Elite One and other competition finals on Saturday, June 8th. We close out the week with 17 features and 6 media. Stay connected by subscribing to our episodes on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, or Patreon. Follow us on your preferred social media to never miss an episode.